Congress is rejecting most of the White House's push to create digital services office in every agency, and this is the second year in a row they've done so. A review of the fiscal 2017 spending bills finds lawmakers are not funding nor publicly supporting the creation of these offices. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about why the Obama administration just isn't getting traction in Congress for digital services. And Jason joins me now with more. So the question, Jason, is why not? But first of all, tell us about your review of the spending bills and what you found.
So I looked at 11 agency spending bills and found only a handful of agencies received any really positive support, whether money or comments, when it comes to digital services. Let me just give you a few of the more positive comments. The Senate gave the IRS kudos for using Treasury's digital services team to improve and secure the Get Transcript application. Tom, you remember that? The Get Transcript application had a major cyber problem earlier in the year, and the U.S. Digital Services folks came in and helped out.
Yes, they did. That was kind of like a swarming fix.
That was almost a healthcare.gov type of fix, absolutely. Right. Now, the Senate also supported the U.S. Digital Service Office in the Office of Management and Budget. The committee encourages USDS to use the increase in what they call the Information Technology Oversight Reform Fund, or ITOR Fund, to become more fully engaged in each of the 10 highest priority IT projects as laid out by the administration. In fact, the committee encourages OMB to provide detail on how those 10 high priority projects are being invested in and how USDS is helping them improve the status of the projects and want quarterly reports. Now, what's interesting, they talk about this increase in ITOR funding, but there is no increase in ITOR funding. Both the Senate and the House recommend OMB receive $30 million for the ITOR fund. That was the same as the appropriations in 2016 or this year. Couple other ones, Tom. The Homeland Security Department was about the only other agency to receive a positive response around digital services. The House actually allocated $2.5 million for the Digital Innovation Program. Now, this is the program to procure, test, adopt digital technology to help the department's missions. And House lawmakers also allocated $6 million for the Immigration and Citizenship Enforcement Directorate, saying a portion of that funding should be used to work with the department's digital services staff to develop several pilots to more rapidly improve ICE's end state of immigration data management, data collection standards, a whole bunch of data work. But generally speaking, Tom, most agencies didn't hear anything, and including one agency, the Department of Health and Human Services, the House specifically called out, said, we will give you no funding for your IDEA lab or your digital services team. So they were very specific about that, while the rest of the agencies, they just ignored.
From deep within those 1,000-page bills, the voice comes out and grabs them. Now, Jason, you also looked at support for the Data Act now, which is a couple of years old. The government is busy trying to implement it. And there you found a totally different story.
Absolutely. It's interesting. When you do a search for digital, right, across all these appropriations bills, the two things that pop up is the Data Act and digital services teams, especially when you look at the White House's statements of administration policy around these spending bills. But you're right. Congress passed the Data Act, President signed it into law in 2014, and agencies got a lot of support by Congress. Not every agency, and I'll just run down a few of them. USDA, for instance, would receive $2 million. DOD would receive $2.8 million. Even the Nuclear Regulatory Commission would receive $543,000, and the Energy Department would receive $3 million. And that's just a handful of them. Several agencies got more. The most would go to the Treasury Department's Fiscal Service. They would receive about $10 million. Of course, Treasury, as we know, is the lead implementation agency for the Data Act across government. Now, interestingly enough, even though they supported each agency or many agencies' request for Data Act funding, lawmakers also took OMB to task, saying they're concerned that OMB has not adequately prioritized the Data Act implementation. And actually, the committee has directed OMB to ensure agency compliance and wants reports back about the Data Act implementation efforts. So they kind of were shaking their fist at OMB, saying, we need better from you because we don't think it's happening fast enough or good enough.
Well, I guess if they want you to have it, they fund it and then make sure you do it. And if they don't like it, they don't fund it and then they don't have to ask those questions. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And this kind of echoes the way Congress treated the Pass the Hat funds and so forth back in the eGov days a couple of administrations ago. Why is it you think that lawmakers just don't get excited about this digital services? Could it be because there is a digital services and maybe they figure you've got one already?
That's so funny you bring that up, the eGov fund, because that's exactly the the analogy I'm using as well, Tom, because one of the things about it is this is not only the second year in a row that Congress has rejected the administration's request. If you remember in 2016 budget request, the president asked for $105 million to seed these digital services teams across all of government. In the 2017 budget request, OMB asked for $18 million for the U.S. Digital Services Office. That was up from $14 million in 2016. GSA also requested $7 million for its digital services office, that's 18F, and they also wanted $15 million for the eGov fund. Now, it seemed to be all those requests were pushed into this ITOR fund that we talked about earlier of $30 million, which also is used for everything from data center consolidation to several other major IT projects around government. So it's not just for digital services. What basically came down to is I don't think that Congress can get their head around or arms around this idea of digital services and the impact it's making. Very similar to what you talked about, the eGov fund, the administration asked for money 2004, 2005, 2006, and Congress gave them little bits, you know, $5 million here, $7 million there, zeroed it out some years. And then all of a sudden, as we got into the Obama administration, they started getting big chunks of money, $20, $30, $40 million. And I think maybe the digital services is where in that same spot today where Congress doesn't really understand why do we want to spend the money? Why is this important? So they're just not putting their, if you will, attention to it. And maybe 4, 5, 6 years from now, they will. Interestingly enough, I talked to Kathy Conrad from Accenture, a former GSA official. She says agencies are aggressively moving into digital services. So maybe this move, how long it took for eGov to get kind of into the minds of Congress, digital services won't take that long because of how much effort agencies are doing, whether it's through 18F or USDS, or whether they're putting out contracts. We've seen contracts from the Veterans Affairs Department, from EPA, and from DHS. Now, Kathy Conrad says there's recognition that digital is driving the agency's mission. So in many ways, whether or not Congress approves funding, agencies are going to find it internally and really push forward with creating either the teams or at least some kind of expertise to help agencies with their different services move into the digital world more than just, you know, what they used to call, Tom, the lift and shift, you know, from a paper to electronic, really make it transactional based and much better services to citizens.
So it could be Congress sees these things happening anyway, and so they could figure maybe in the opposite way, well, they're doing it without the money, why bother?
Well, they did the same thing with e-government, and eventually they came around to say that you need that seed money to really get things going. It can move much faster, and citizens can get better services. So I think partly you're right, but I think what the hope is, especially when, you know, I've talked to people like Kathy Conrad, and when you read what the administration has been pushing, is that Congress will come around to say, if we give them just a little bit of money, I mean, take the Department of Health and Human Services as one example. They requested $5 million. Their budget is billions and billions of dollars. It's such a minute amount. Yet that little bit of money would make such a big difference for them to get over the hump in many regards of some of these digital services.
Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller, thanks so much for that update.
Always a pleasure, Tom.
You can read his reporter's notebook and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.